He's a friend of the show. He's joined us many times before. Joe, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Thanks, Bull. We're great. Got a little rain today to, drop the 90s into the 80s. So.
Funny, we were just talking about the 90s and the 80s off air a few moments ago. And speaking of the 80s, we mentioned we've also got another Joe lined up on the hotline right now, the 1980 American League Rookie of the Year, Joe Charbonneau. Sharbs, great to have you on. How are you?
Good, Ball. We didn't see much of each other this year with the baseball being canceled at Notre Dame College. So I know you're a big part of that. And what we do at the field out there, and just really missed it this year. I mean, no baseball.
No baseball, but hopefully that's fixed and we can get at least some semblance of a regular season at the big league level. And we have both of you gentlemen here to talk about the Lakota Way's Diamond Day Field Party at Lake Erie Crusher Stadium. It takes place on Saturday, September 19th from 4 to 7 p.m. Joe, we'll start with you here and go over some of the basic details. We'll get over to Sharbs here in just a second because I know he's a big part of what's going on with the meet and greet. But what are some of the basic details with what's going on next month?
Well, because of COVID-19, we had to cancel our annual benefit and recognition dinner, Pearls of Wisdom, which usually occurs in October at La Center in Westlake. And unfortunately, because of the virus, we had to cancel it. And thinking a little outside of the box, we reached out to the Lake Erie Crushers to see if their stadium was available to have an open-air outdoor event for a limited number of people. And in doing that, we thought about a baseball theme and having a family event where kids could run the bases. You could throw a fastball and have a radar gun clock you at, a certain mile an hour. We looked into music, about having a band and having baseball food and the mascots from the Cleveland Indians, having Slider there and mustard, ketchup, and onions. So a lot of different activities and still keeping in mind, everything going on with COVID, social distancing, and limiting it to 300 to 400 people in a 10,000 capacity stadium, I think does that. And, making sure that all the stations of auction items and food stations are so separated that you really don't come in contact with any large number of people, and you can sit and eat your food in anywhere in the stands. The stadium is ours for 3 hours on that date, September 19th.
Should be a lot of fun, a lot of really cool activities, and you mentioned it taking place outside. You guys are taking all the proper precautions, and got to ask you while we're on that topic, because it seems like there are a lot of cool, fun activities. The question will come out, how are you able to pull this off safely? You and I have had these discussions off air before, and I know you guys have a long line of protocol that you're going to follow.
Well, we've been in contact with the Lorain Health Department and talking with them probably every other week, just getting their thoughts. And it's almost like a wedding where we would be allowed 300 people, but it's also like Cedar Point where there's acreage involved, so it's a larger facility that we can do about 300 and maybe a little bit more. But again, we're limiting it. We're going to have registration. We're hoping anybody who attends would apply or purchase tickets online, going to the Lakota Way's website. And when you get on the landing page, at the lower right-hand corner is a box that you can click on and see and purchase tickets. There's tickets are $40 for adults, $20 for kids. Children 5 and under are free. And a family pack of 2 adults and 2 children are $100. But in saying that, if you buy your tickets online, there's no congregation at the door. There's no backup. People would take their receipt, go right to the gate attendant, and go in. We will supply masks. We will have 2-ounce sanitizer bottles that we will be giving to everyone. Everybody's temperature will be taken. And again, we will coordinate. Everybody is 6 feet apart through it all. The food will be prepared and handed to you, so it will not be a buffet. It will be hot in the warmers at the stadium, from hamburgers, hot dogs, and pulled pork. And again, it will be handed to you. Ice cream will be handed to you. So there's not a lot of interaction, physical contact.
Well, and you also brought out the big guns, bringing in Joe Charbonneau to be a part of this with the meet and greet. And, Charbs, we turn things over to you now. I know you're very excited to be a part of this. Now, there's a celebrity softball game, and, you know, I've seen Charbs play some softball before. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago when you and I were involved in the celebrity softball game for the Crushers, I felt really bad because Charbs was pitching. And, you know, one of the general rules is for a celebrity softball game, the middle isn't open. You just don't hit balls back at the pitcher. I felt really bad because, you know, I'm not that gifted when it comes to having any kind of athletic ability, but I hit one right back up the middle when Charbs was pitching, and I still feel bad about that, but Charbs just kind of shook it off and said, don't worry about it. Now, Charbs, are you playing in this celebrity softball game, or are you taking this one off?
Oh, no, I'm taking this one off. I'm coaching. It's Joe Charbonneau, Joe C against Joe M. And I retired a couple years ago when I played with Lynn Barker, and it took me so long to get down first base. You can't see the ball. It's hard to swing the bat. It's funner, better, and safer, which is the key factor, safer to coach. And it would be fun. I love getting out there. You know, still wish I could play, throw the ball around, but it's just not possible anymore. All the injuries, the back surgeries, the foot surgeries, some of the stuff that's happened throughout my career. So, but I still want to be a part of it, and coaching's the next best thing. And you can have fun with it, you know, and laugh at yourself and just have a good time.
You had a great time with it a few years ago when you brought a chair out to right field and sat out there in right field in that chair. I thought that was fantastic. But I know this will be a blast for you, too, because you get a chance to coach in this, too. And, Joe, I know you love getting out there and meeting the fans. And I know this meeting, this whole meet and greet with you is a really cool part of the whole thing.
Yes, and that's for such a great cause. I had a family member I went through rehab years ago, and it really helped. It was permanent. And he's deceased now, but it really did the job, really worked well. I've had friends and loved ones who have been through the process, good friends and people I've known, and it's a struggle. It's tough, and this is very important that we support people through this, not only physically and mentally, but financially also. And this is very important, the fundraisers. And I love doing the charity things, and like I said, I'm a big believer and this type of event and what they do for people. And, I mean, it's hard. These people who work with people trying to get, a grip on not being dependent on something, which you always are, but you're still off it. It's a lot of work for them, and they put their heart and soul into it, trying to make these people better. So when Joe called me, I said, certainly, I'd love to be a part of this event. Very dear to my heart, very important. And I hope people come out and support this. Any of my friends listening to this or see it online, I hope they'll come out and support this. We're going to have a great time. Be a good night at the ballpark. I miss being out on the field.
I think we all miss being out there for sure. Again, we're speaking with Joe Matusek with the Lakota Way, 1980 American League Rookie of the Year. Joe Charbonneau joining us as well. Well, and it's going to be fun. As Sharps just mentioned, it should be an absolute blast. And you had mentioned it a little earlier, Joe, that, you know, last year you guys, and many, many years before that too, you guys did this with the Pearls of Wisdom Dinner. This is kind of taking the place of that. My wife and I had the opportunity to go to the Pearls of Wisdom event last year. It was so much fun. It was so well organized. And I know you're going to try and bring some of the same elements to this. You have the auctions and the raffles available with this as well. Now, a lot of that was done on your phone last year. Are you looking at doing that the same way?
No, this year we're not using the phone app. We're going to have hard tickets. They're going to be sold through volunteers at the stadium. So if there's an interest in either the jewelry raffle from Levitt Jewelers, we are giving away a $500 gas card this year as a part of a raffle. And then we are doing almost a, not a reverse raffle, but a pegboard raffle where you choose a number, and with that number you walk it down to another table and are handed a bag. And that bag will have a gift card a gift card or a prize with the value of anything from $15 to $200. You just don't know what's in the bag. And then there's going to be some things for a grand prize of a 50-inch color television and a myriad of other surprises. But those are the raffles. We will have 30 auction baskets that will be displayed throughout the concourse. Again, it will be separated at a great distance, so people will not cannot congregate or mingle in a certain area. And it should be great. I'm so excited about the celebrity softball game. You know, when I called Joe and talked to him about a meet and greet, and he was just so excited about doing it. But some of the people that have confirmed playing in the game, Andy Bull Barsh yourself is playing. We have Tim Alcorn, also from the station, as well as the voice of the Cavs. Mayor Greg Zilka. John Loftman from WOIO, Greg Pruitt from the Cleveland Browns, Mayor Brian Jensen, Denny Sanders from the old MMS MJI days, now on WOBL, State Senator Nathan Manning, Mark Munch Bishop, Commissioner Lundy, Sweda, and Kukowski, as well as Sheriff Stamitti. So there's the roster.
Wow, very impressive. And it's going to be fun. You were telling me earlier about Greg Pruitt. Now, in years past, when old Browns players have played in some of these celebrity softball games, I know Bob Golic was a pitcher in many of those games. And, boy, Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner, those guys all said, boy, I mean, it's interesting. You play softball and it seems so easy. Then you get out there and you play it and you think, man, oh, man, just stick me in the outfield where no one's going to hit the ball to me. You said Mike Pruitt wants to play the hot corner.
Yeah, Greg.
Greg.
When I called him, he said, "Joe, I was a better baseball player than I was a football player." So I can't wait to see that, because I know he came second in the Heisman when he was at Oklahoma, and I know he was a pretty good player for the Browns and won a Super Bowl ring at Oakland. So he has some great credentials.
I can't believe he volunteered to play third base. Sharbs, if you were still playing softball, would you volunteer to play the hot corner?
No, I always catch. You're in foul territory. It's safer.
You're much safer. Yeah, no, you don't have to wear a mask or anything back
there. So there's some guys, you know, I've played with Joe Thomas and some of the guys, former Indians. You've seen them when we played, and those guys hit the ball hard.
Yeah.
I mean, they could still hit the ball hard. Joe hits the ball hard. Some of those former players, some of the other guys, Browns players. No, I want to be as far away as possible. Pitching was scaring me.
Yeah, pitching can be
scared the hell out of me. So, no, it's
well, you guys are on the same team, so.
Yeah.
You got to worry about that Matushak guy. He might try and hit a bullet right back up the middle on you if you're pitching. You just got to be real, real careful. But
yeah, no, I won't be pitching. I'll be coaching.
That's all right.
Unless they need me out there, I might. You never know. You never know.
You don't know who's going to pull a hammy.
Yes. If I have to fill in, I'm prepared to, especially if a lot of my friends are there. I have to probably make a little appearance up there, do something.
There'll be training staff on site, right?
And Life Care will be there.
Life Care will be there as well. Fantastic. Well, I know there are a lot of cool things going on here. I think, you know, for certainly the adult community, but for kids also. It seems like between photo booths and the celebrity softball game, the giveaways, there are some cool things going on for kids too.
They're allowed on the field. They have to sign. Everybody has to sign a release to come into the stadium, and you're allowed on the field to run the bases. We're actually encouraging father and son to play catch out in the outfield. Again, if you really want to throw a fastball at a target or a catcher, we will clock how fast you're throwing it with a major league radar gun. And so it's really a, you know, get to see a ballpark and be allowed on the field and get a different perspective of how the game is played. You know, you being in the stands normally watching the game, but what the player sees on the field when he looks up into the stands is totally different.
Certainly is. Sharbs, you can vouch for that. And with that Major League radar gun ready and working that day, how fast do you think you can throw these days?
Probably about 25. I don't have much left, Bull. It is so I don't even throw BP anymore. I know Len Barker still throws BP once in a while. We let our younger guys throw batting practice at the college, but I haven't thrown batting practice probably about 5 years or 6 years, probably since I left the Crushers, my last year with the Crushers coaching. I think that was 2014, I believe, is last time I threw batting practice. So it's been about 6 years now.
Well, you never know when you might get called on in that celebrity softball game, whether it's to pinch hit or pinch run. You never know, Sharps. They might call your number.
Hey, I'll be out there. Somebody pulls something, I'm right out there. I want to play anyway, but common sense and better judgment tells me to coach. But the little kid in me, when I see him playing, I'll want to get right out there, believe me. I miss running. I miss playing softball. I miss playing baseball, miss throwing the ball, the things I used to be able to do, you know, when I was younger. And you just can't do it anymore, and you miss it so much. But to be a part of this and watch it and watch people laugh and watch people, like, cheer when somebody – because I have seen guys – I think Prolkit went out of the stadium before when we were playing that celebrity softball, you know, the former Indian first baseman. I think he actually hit one out of Crusher Stadium. So, I mean, there's some guys that can hit it, and fans get thrilled, and there's sometimes I know when me and Len Barker were playing the fans, we were on opposite teams, the fans would laugh at us. I think the one time he pitched to me, I bunted for a base hit. So he was mad. He's, of course, there's no bunting in softball, but it was so much fun. It's just such a good time. Great way to raise money. Great way to include the fans. They laugh. They cheer. You know, they have a great time with that. And I think what's really cool is the father, son, or even father or son, mother, mother, son, playing catch out in the outfield with their kids. I think that's really cool. Get to go out and play catch with your son or daughter on the field. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, should be a great experience. Should be a great time. Joe, one more time before we cut you loose here, let's go over some of the basic details and where can our listeners go to get some more information.
Again, we can go to the lakotaway.org online, and on our landing page, there's a box that you click on, and it takes you right to where you could purchase tickets and a little lineup of all the things that are happening, from running the bases. We have a band playing over in the Tenet area, Cruisin', their Motown band. We have a photo booth. We're going to have some mascots either, you know, running the bases or taking pictures where we see it appropriate. Again, hot dogs, hamburgers, and baseball food, pizza. We have some great sponsors from Giant Eagle to Master Pizza and the like. IMS Industries and Culver Butterburger have donated a lot of things to make this happen. And again, all the money goes to individuals who have a struggle affording our treatment, you know, the cost of treatment. And it's going to help us with telehealth as well, because of the COVID virus. We've had to rethink on how we are doing treatment from in-person to telehealth. So that's where a lot
I'm excited about the Motown band. I grew up in the Motown era in California. Oh, my God, I love that 60s and 70s. Late 60s, 70s, Motown is, so I'll be digging that.
And I know the lead singer, and he may hand you the mic.
Oh, you don't want to hear me sing. My voice is so bad, you'd walk off an airplane if I was singing. My voice is terrible. Hey. Oh, my God, it's horrible.
My guess is, Sharps, that when the band starts playing, it'll be a lot like when you see everybody start playing. You're going to want to jump on stage and start singing away as well. You're not going to be able to help yourself.
At least trying to dance, that's another thing I never mastered is dancing. I am not ever told I'm the best dancer at an event, but I still have fun, love to do it, and hey, it's so much fun. And it's fun to see all the kids get up there and dance and stuff. That's the fun part. Watch the kids dance and have a good time, because, you know, everybody's been cooped up now. Everybody's been looking for something. Everybody's waited for some baseball to start. Everybody misses the concerts, the bands playing, or band at the park. This has everything all in one.
And
you
again,
know, you're on a baseball field, you got the baseball food, you got the band, you got the softball game, bingo. So just show up and bring money.
And we are going to really stick to the CDC guidelines, from temperatures, face masks, social distancing, washing your hands and the like. So that is our first priority, is your health.
Very good stuff. Again, it's the Diamond Day Field Party, the Licata Way. Should be a lot of fun. Lake Erie Crusher Stadium, Saturday, September 19th from 4 to 7 p.m. You can find out more by visiting the Licata Way website at thelicataway.org. Joe, great to have you on as always, my friend.
Thank you, Bull.
Sharbs, thanks for stopping by as always, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks, Bull. And I guess once again, we'll be on the baseball field together. We missed it all at Notre Dame this year, most of it, certainly, but I'll see you on the field again. We'll have a blast.
Absolutely, Sharbs. Thank you very much. Joe, great to have you in studio,
Thank you, my friend.
And we look forward to seeing all of you out at Lake Erie Crusher Stadium Saturday, September 19th, 4 to 7 p.m., the Licata Way's Diamond Day Field Party. Again, check it out at thelicataway.org. Time for a break.